And it is indeed time for Where's Art? Annie Dugan joins us on the phone this morning. Howdy there, sunshine.
Hey, Lisa. There is a big, big event in the art world in Duluth this week. The Tweed Museum of Art reopens this Thursday. But before I get to that excitement, I have been looking forward to a show that is opening at the Great Lakes Aquarium this Saturday for I don't know if it's my entire life, but it is a show by Kristen Pless. She is a photographer in town. She teaches at UMD, and her sweetheart, Dan Schutte, travels to the Monarch Reserves in Mexico quite often, and she traveled with him, and she does historic process photographs, so, I mean, really interesting materials and prints that she is creating her work with, and she traveled with him to the Monarch Preserves and did a series of photos of these just beautiful and really, you know, fragile in and of themselves, but also fragile, you know, they face some pretty serious odds in our world right now. And I remember growing up as a kid, you know, monarchs were this wonderful, special thing that you chased around your backyard. So it's really scary to think that they're really on the brink of possibly not being here for forever. So she went with him. He does wonderful work in monarch preservation. She went with him and photographed this amazing preserve and then created these historic prints from that. Some of them she's coated it in caustic and used gold leaf to paint in back the gold on the monarch leaves. I mean, just the kind of attention and exquisite detail that she's working in with these historic process photographs, it gives such an honor to these amazing insects. I mean, she really is creating almost, I mean, they get elevated to godlike status, which they should be in our world, in my opinion. So that opens this Saturday from 1 to 4 at the Great Lakes Aquarium. She'll be there and we'll be able to answer questions about the process. The Duluth Monarch Buddies will also be there with information about these fabulous insects and plants to buy so that you can fill out your garden and make your garden a little mini monarch reserve as well. So that's Saturday. Then Thursday is the big Tweed reopening. They have been closed for quite a few months to redo their HVAC system, and they've reinstalled the entire gallery. Annalise is their preparator, and she has done a mammoth job of getting all the artwork back up and looking absolutely gorgeous. There's three really fabulous shows in addition to the reinstallation of their permanent collection, which is exciting to see. I'm thrilled to see how it's been reconfigured. But the first is Vance Gellert. He's a photographer from the Twin Cities. He did a whole series on the Iron Range. It's called Iron Country. And Vance has a wonderful way of capturing this, I don't know if it's ennui or he specializes in small town photography, and he does portrait work. He does scene work. He really is able to capture what he, and I think a lot of people would agree, is a pretty fascinating place in our state and has gone through a lot of ups and downs and right now is in an up, but you know, it is a tenuous situation always on the Iron Range. So Iron Country is definitely one to see. Jeffrey T. Larson is a painter, just a phenomenal, phenomenal painter. You go and see his work and your jaw will just drop and there might be some drool coming out of the sides when you see his stuff. The show is called Domestic Spaces. He does still lives of the postcard. I love the postcard that they use for the show. It's this fish laying across a bowl. And he does still lives of things that you might see in a northern Minnesota kitchen. But he does them with just such, I mean, they just sort of glow and have their own spirit. It really is phenomenal. He's actually opening an atelier in Duluth, so it'll be interesting to get his take on his art on the Thursday opening. And then a really exciting show curated by John Sherman from the Instinct Gallery, fabulous gallery. in Minneapolis is the title is All This Is True. It's the art of Sue Coe and Warrington Colescott. And these two artists, they've been around for quite some time. They've seen a lot of political ups and downs. They're both, I guess you could describe them as political artists. You definitely could. This is definitely a show that will, for Northern Minnesota audiences that are used to maybe not being so outward with their views on things, this is a good show for them to see, because Sue Coe and Warrington Colescott are very blatant in what they believe is sort of this power gone awry, this rotting of society and rotting of political power in our world. Sue Coe is a printmaker. She was born in England. She moved to New York in the 70s, and very much she does a lot of work about the atrocities that we commit against animals. So this is definitely a show for you, if you can take it, because it is definitely in your face, her work. The work in the show is broader than just her work against what we do against animals, but it's an interesting pairing with Warrington Colescott, because he is he's primarily a painter. Coe is primarily a printmaker. You know, she really believes in the fact that printmaking can make change. You know, it's a cheaper thing; it can get out there. But Colescott also does really amazing print work, and both of them have a pretty. Sometimes it's funny, but it is definitely powerful. So I will see you out and about on Thursday, I am sure, Lisa.
All right. It sounds like another fantastic week of art, and we're going to have some nice sunshine. It's going to be nice to get around and wander, meander to some of these galleries.
Yay!
About time. Annie, we'll talk to you again next week. Thanks a million.
Thanks, Lisa. Bye-bye.
Annie Dugan joined us this morning. She is our host for Where's Art? She's the curator and the executive director of the Duluth Art Institute. Where's Art? Monday mornings at 8:20, right here on KUMD.